Welcome to the Post Purchase Pro Podcast.
This is the only podcast that dives deep into post-purchase marketing to help Amazon sellers increase sales, ranking, reviews, and profits. It's everything that happens after the initial sale that makes a difference. We call this the back end. Hey, Seth. Speaking of the back end, we're back again. We have another special guest today. My name is Sean Hart. I'm one of the co-founders of Post Purchase Pro and the Post Purchase Podcast. My partner in crime, that's Seth Stevens. He's a legend in the industry. Seth, say hello.
Sean, as you like to say, happy fistful of dollars Friday, my friend.
I literally say that every Friday morning. You're right.
Glad to be back on another episode. We have somebody super exciting in the industry to talk to you about growing your business using a lot of different strategies, but specifically talking about how we can use sponsored ads the right way to grow your business. So Sean, let's welcome our special guest today, Wasim, who is the founder of AMZ PPC Solutions. So Wasim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, guys. First of all, hi, Chad. Hi, Sean. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing very well. We're enjoying a brand new year. We're all blessed with 2023. This is the year, Wasim. We've been looking so forward to bringing you onto the show. There are folks out there streaming this live right now. If you have any questions as we go through and talk about what Wasim does regarding PPC or paid ads, then please, by all means, just post a comment under the YouTube or go ahead and post a comment in Facebook, and we will ask that question live. Wasim?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Amazing, Wasim. So let's jump right into it. We're talking about Amazon strategy today. Our audience is typically Amazon sellers, as you are aware, and you work in the same field and you are hyper-focused on getting sellers results with sponsored ads. So I'm excited to have this conversation, but let's not start there. Let's tell people about how you got started. So let's walk us through your history, the how and the why of Wasim and why you created your company.
Okay. So first of all, thank you so much for taking me on the podcast and giving me this opportunity to share my whole journey with you guys and with the audience. My background is from accounts. I was doing a job in accounts, and in Corona, I lost my job, and then I jumped into Amazon Ads. In 2019, I built this agency, AMZ PPC Solutions, and started working with Amazon sellers. And since then, I helping Amazon sellers. I was looking in the market that what is the actually problem with Amazon sellers. There, it was even 2019, but still the market was very competitive. And many sellers was looking for help with Amazon ads. They don't really know. They were launching the products and then launching products. They were coming up. Our bids are very high. And like we are not getting ranked. And our competitors are there. How we do it? How we can compete them? And there were so many things that were going on. I focused everything. I looked into everything. I figured out on the Facebook, LinkedIn. And then I figured out, and then I write it everywhere on my notes. And I started helping people in Facebook groups, in my community, in the Middle East, and with the US sellers, with the UK sellers. And then I thought, okay, now it's time to bring my company on the road in front of people. And then I started introducing my Amazon PPC agency, AMZ PPC Solutions. And on 10th January 2023, we got featured in Business Wire also. And they have published an article on our agency. They have shared our the whole case studies on their site. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you, Wasim. I was actually just throwing that in there. So tell me, if you will, what makes your approach to PPC different than others?
Okay, so basically, first of all, what I'm looking at the moment, every single seller wants automation, and now the economy is also very rough. So basically they are struggling with profitability and they want to put more automation. I'm not an automation loving guy. I'm guy like 70% analysis, do manual analysis, and 30% go with automation. But if it works more, increase the more automation percentage, no worries at all. This makes me different with others. The other sellers, the other people, I mean, they focus on more ranking, but they focus on more spending too. They, okay. they are Yeah, they think like the more spending, the more ranking, which is there, which they are good. Yeah.
Okay. But, fair enough. So let me just interrupt you here and answer this question. In your opinion, when it comes to PPC ads, where are most Amazon sellers getting this wrong, in your opinion, Lathine?
In my opinion, the most of the sellers, they are getting wrong in the PPC when they are launching products, but they are not understanding the PPC. They're launching products, and they are thinking that this PPC is really like bread and butter for everyone. They will go, they will launch the product, they will launch the auto campaign, broad exact phrase, they will want the keywords, they will launch it. But that's not the actually campaign strategy. That's actually not going to bring them results. And then they are finding people and finding agencies to help them. So here, in my opinion, these people, they came up in a very wrong way when they are launching product, and they are not, learning the strategy and the structure of getting success on Amazon PPC.
All right. Amazing. So we talked about what most sellers get wrong. And then what would you say, Wasim, is the toughest barrier for sellers to overcome today? Is it that PPC is too complex, or that it's too expensive, or they don't know what they're doing? What is it about PPC that's the toughest to overcome today for sellers, Wasim?
The competition is getting, first of all, Amazon loves the money a lot. Like, they're willing to ask you to spend everywhere. I will add something here. Allow me to share my thoughts on post-purchase pro. First of all, when I heard post-purchase pro, even some of my clients, they are using, I'm saying here live, that some of my clients are using purchase pro. To be honest, they are very happy with that. And they are looking for a very, very long-term process, long-term contract. And when it comes to PPC, PPC is getting every day like expensive. CPC is getting increased. In January, the CPC will be $1. In December, you will see the CPC $1.5. So the competition is getting increased every day. So I think if we have post-purchase pro with the PPC and combine, I think it would be better in the perspective to win on Amazon and to come over on this. Just only focusing on the PPC with the high competition, I mean, it's hard and very tough in these days, especially when, I mean, even the economy is also getting rough now. The recession is on the way now. It's already here, by the way.
The recession is already here, you say?
The recession is already here, by the way. Yeah, because for us, I see that couple of products that I manage for Amazon sellers, our CPC got increased, you know. The 50% okay. Our CPC got increased for the couple of, like, when I talked to my clients, they were saying, like, our CPC last year this much, and this year we have this much. The CPC.
That's funny. Well, thank you for the kind words of Post Purchase Pro. We're going to jump into this question in just a moment I want you to think about this, about what is your best kept secret? Like, if you could just boil it down to one secret strategy to help me with my success, what is that? But before you answer that, let's break for this.
Hey there, it's Sean Hart. If you found the information on the Post Purchase Podcast useful and impactful for your business, do us a favor and your colleagues a favor. Share this, like us, and let others know how to find us on your social channels. We'd sure appreciate you. Now let's get back to the show. Thank you.
Wasim, you're free to answer the question.
Cool. What's your best kept secret for Amazon sellers success?
The thing that you only share in your inner circle that you wouldn't share with a competitor, because we're all about giving value. Let's give people a little bit of insight as to you and your genius, Wasim. What would you say?
Whenever, if it comes to me, whenever I'm doing PPC for any client or whenever I'm onboarding any client, first of all, the realistic expectations, what they are bringing and what I'm doing. I do my analysis, they do their analysis. We both compare with each other and we both discuss how we can make it profitable. Sometimes, like, let's say I just discussed with a client yesterday and he brought a file and he did his like forecasting. We were having 4 less SKUs than last year and the profit was more than last year. And this year we did best, but again, the expectation was high. So here we don't have realistic expectations. And then we discuss and we figure out this is not going to be happen. So first of all, with realistic expectation, what you want from the PPC and how you can achieve it. And then you should focus on where are you going to achieve it? And what are the golden products for you? Like, it's again to an 80-20 formula, like focus on the best and like less focus, 80% focus on the best products and 20% focus on the less good products. But again, when it comes to realistic expectations and you don't know how to achieve it, it's going to be tough and hard. For me, it's like I'm very straightforward with my clients with realistic expectations. Do we really get the results, or are we going to get the results or not? Simple.
All right. That's amazing. So Wasim, in that same light, let's talk about a case study or a recent win. So you're working with a client. Can you talk through, you know, maybe a case study that, you know, when you took over, here's where we were at, and then you made some changes. What were those changes and what was the result?
Yeah, cool. Let me get share.
You want to share something?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to this screen now. If you go at the bottom, you should see a button that says present. Wasim, do you see that?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. Well, while you're looking at that, I just want to welcome you out there to the Post Purchase Podcast. For those of you who joined us a little late, we're interviewing Wasim, who is the founder of AMC PPC Solutions. So PPC, we used to say, Seth, is a four-letter word, right? It's one of those things that's like a necessary evil in our business. A lot of times we have to spend money to make money, but it's not just about throwing a bunch of money at the wall, right, Seth? It's about making strategic analyses, right, and making strategic decisions based on data, not based on theory. And I think that's where, when you have a PPC professional in your corner, it can make a big difference, Seth.
Yeah. And then, you know, when we first began selling on Amazon, Sean, we viewed PPC totally different than what it morphed into later, because we didn't. So like when we started, we were just running ads to create sales and transactions. And then later, as we got a little bit more sophisticated and figured out our marketing, then it became, okay, how can we use sponsored ads and PPC to acquire customers and then re-engage those customers after the fact, like using email and text marketing, which is, you know, what we focus on today. So if you're using sponsored ads to get to another level in terms of ranking, in terms of customer acquisition, I think that's the right play. Just creating more transactions for the sake of sales growth, even if it's at a loss, I don't think is the right move today, Sean.
Okay, Wasim, you got about 30 more seconds here to come up with your screen, and we're going to move on. But in the meantime, let's hear from our sponsor.
Tuning in to the Post Purchase Podcast. This episode was brought to you in part by our friends at Gatita.com. Listen up. Amazon steals just a little bit from us every single day. Maybe not a lot, but after years, it adds up. You probably have thousands of dollars out there if you have any type of business on Amazon at all. They take nickels, dimes, pennies, but over time, it adds up. Likely, you have at least several hundred dollars ready to be reimbursed to you, the seller. Amazon's huge. They make a lot of mistakes. And our friends over at Gatita make it easy to get reimbursed on everything that's coming to you. In fact, if you go to Gatita.com/PPP2K, our friends at Gatita, they'll get your first $2,000 reimbursed absolutely free. And if they collect anything beyond that, they'll just keep 25 cents for every dollar of your money that they find. You have nothing to lose. If they don't find anything, it costs you nothing, and it doesn't cost anything to join. So take advantage of it right now. Go to Gatita.com/PPP2K and start collecting what's coming to you. Amazon makes mistakes. It's up to you to ask for that money back, and Gatita does it all automatically on your behalf. Do it now.
I love it. So we're going to bring this screen up here, Wasim. And we'll throw you in the mix here, buddy. So you're going to be presenting, and please tell me what we're looking at.
Okay, so you are looking at client success story right now at the moment. So, yeah, let me share the recent case study that I have achieved for this client, basically. And let me share 1 minute.
What are we seeing here?
Here you go. First of all, let me take you this analysis first. Let me take you here and let me tell you what we achieve here, first of all. And then I'll take you into another slide and explain what we did.
Please.
First of all, this client was onboarded in October, and we started working together in October, and we are already in Q4. And we discussed with client, I discussed with client that what is our goal for this Q4, for this November, December? And the client says, we want more profit than the last year in this December. Okay. So I said, okay, I started working on, and I started my analysis. I did my analysis and I downloaded the like PPC files. And I looked at the opportunities, how and where we can achieve and improve. Even though this year we have less SKUs than last year. It was tough and hard, but I did my effort. And here, let me show you. In the last year, we were having 39.66% ACOS. ROS was 2.5. Sales, $108,125. Spend, $42,887. In this year, December, ACOS was 23.33%. ROS was double, 4.2. Sales, we got $93,595, but we spent half of the spend than last year. Last year, we spent almost like $42,887. But this year, we spent only $21,838. Less ACOS, high ROS, and less spend with good profit margin. Now, let me take you to another slide, and here let me show you the profit, how we did it. In October, we started working together. Here you can see the ad spend, ad sales, total sales, ROAS, ACOS, TACOS, and profit margin. And how we increased month over month. November, the profit margin got increased to 19%, and advertising cost got decreased by 2%. And in December, the takeoffs got decreased by more 5%, and profit margin got increased by 5% than November.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
I like this, Wasim. So basically what you're saying is we're spending less and we're selling more, therefore we're more profitable. So it's not just about spending money. We have to track these results, make decisions based on those results. And at the end of the day, Wasim, most people, most sellers, are busy running their day-to-day operations. So we don't really have time to do a deep dive. We should hire a professional or consult with someone who knows what they're doing there, right? So when it comes to AMZ PPC solutions, tell me who is the perfect client for you, and then what kind of special offer you have for the listeners of the podcast. Wasim?
For the podcast, for the post-purchase pro audience, I have a special offer, on the name of Post Purchase Pro, a perfect client that who has a big vision, who is visionary, who has a vision to grow the brand. And he should think on the long term instead of thinking on the short term, because Amazon is not a short term game. Mm-hmm. You have to be visionary, you have to be long term, and you have to adopt the circumstances, and you have to play accordingly. And the listeners of this podcast, whoever coming from Post Purchase Pro, the first month only for the Post Purchase Pro, they will be getting 1 month, first of all, free PPC audit. Second, they will be getting first month free service. And then second and third month will be, they will be paying $500 per month. And then after that, we can see how the things are going on. Yeah. Based on the performance, we can see.
All right. I love it, Wasim. So let's transition to the last part of our show. Wasim, you have a lot of experience. You're gaining more every day. And a lot of times, a good way to get experience in this world is to learn from somebody who's been down that road before. And one of our favorite ways is to read the stories and read the lessons from books. So do you have any favorite business books, Wasim, that you'd recommend?
Recently I have, let me tell you a name. Recently I have bought a couple of books, and let me tell you, it's here.
I'm having camera issues, so now I can just pick my nose, Seth.
Okay, cool. It's Traffic Secrets.
Yes, Traffic Secrets. I have it right over here in my bookshelf.
That is a really good one.
That is a good one. So Traffic Secrets. So you like anything by Russell Brunson then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. So here's your second fun question for the day, Wasim, and my camera keeps bouncing around on me here, but what's something that you've purchased in the last 12 months that could be considered a splurge, something you didn't necessarily need, but you, Wasim, do not regret spending money on it?
on if you ask me, like, not regret, and I'm spending money on it, it's the branding of my company, and I'm putting more efforts on company's growth. And today I have also a couple of questions that I want to ask you, actually, maybe might be in days, or maybe because post-purchase pro has become one of my favorite because of some of my clients that are using it personally. So yeah, I'm a huge fan, to be honest. It's not actually a review, but to be honest, post-purchase is doing very well. Post-purchase is doing very well. Yep.
Very good. So you have a lot of clients that you work with who are also using our service for post-purchase marketing, and they're seeing tremendous results. Well, thank you for shouting that out. So this is final question. What's the one thought, the one idea that you would have listeners leave with today as we wrap this up, Waseem?
Every listener who is listening to this podcast today, and if they are selling on Amazon, to be honest, first of all, they should think this Amazon game is a long-term game, and you should have a vision. With vision and mindset and long-term goal, you can win on Amazon. But if it comes to PPC, post-purchase pro and PPC, both together can make you a winner. When you are here on Amazon, selling on Amazon, I would highly recommend to add post-purchase pro into your funnel. Yep.
Thank you, Waseem, for taking the time. Don't go anywhere, my friend. Thank you for watching and listening to the Post Purchase Podcast. We'll see you next time.